Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. In the previous episode, we spoke about the appearance of Iblis and rebellious jinn, the shayateen, during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about how he appeared on the occasion of Badr to encourage the Quraysh to fight. And then when they were being defeated, he ran away. He said, I can see what you can't see, although he promised to help them. Then we spoke about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu guarding the Sadaqatul Fitr, how every night someone came and stole a little and then said, please let me go, I have dependents. And each night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he'll come back. The third night he said, if you release me, I'll teach you something. And he taught him the Ayatul Kursi to recite before bed to be protected from the shayateen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he spoke the truth, even though he is a liar. And it was Iblis who has been coming to you every night, O Abu Huraira. Then we spoke about the incident of narrated by Abdullah bin Umar about a very ugly, foul-smelling man who came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a human and asked, who created you and who created the heavens and who created the earth? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, Allah. And then he said, who created Allah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah. And the man left. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and get him, he just disappeared. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was Iblis. He came to try and confuse you about your religion. And how he came in the form of a black slave to prevent Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu on the occasion of an expedition from getting water. And three times he wrestled him and eventually he got the water. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him it was the devil. He said, if I knew it was him, I would have killed him. But it was the foul smell that made me let him go. Now, it is mentioned that every human has a partner from amongst the jinn and from amongst the angels. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each one of you has a companion from amongst the jinn and a companion from amongst the angels. They said, Allah's Messenger, do we have a jinn companion? He said, yes, but Allah helps me. They said, O Messenger of Allah, do you also have a jinn companion? He said, yes, but Allah helps me against him, and so I am safe, as he only commands me to do good. Aisha radiallahu anha says, one night Allah's Messenger went out of my apartment and I felt jealous. Then he came and saw how agitated I was and he said, do you feel jealous? I said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it was your devil who had come to you. And I said, Allah's Messenger, is there a demon with me? He said, yes. I said, is there a demon with everyone? He said, yes. I said, Allah's Messenger, do you also have one? He said, yes, but my Lord helped me to deal with him until he embraced Islam. So there are two types of companions that are assigned to men. Those from amongst the jinn who are the shayateen, rebellious, who are trying to incite you towards wrong. And those from the angels who are trying to incite you towards good. And the proof of this, Allah says in the Quran, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. For each such person, there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by the command of Allah. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. Allah says, and he sets guardians over you. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٌ. There is no soul but has a protector over it. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. But verily over you are appointed angels to protect you. So Allah is aware of the actions of his slaves and the innermost thoughts. And his grace encompasses each person and protects him. But we need to seek protection from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The angels are there to record our good deeds and our thoughts, to prompt us towards good, to protect us from the devil to some extent. Ibn Kathir says, for every servant there are angels in succession before and behind him. Guardians by day and guardians by night, they guard him against any harm or accidents. They are also guardian angels who write down all that we do, good and bad. One angel on the right who records good deeds and one angel on the left who records bad deeds. So in total, there are four angels, one behind, one in front, one on the right and one on the left. They come in turn, some at night and some by day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that angels keep on descending from and ascending to the heavens in turn, some at night, some by day. All of them assemble together at the time of Fajr and Asr. Then those who have stayed with you overnight ascend unto Allah, who asks them, and he knows better the answer. How have you left my servants? And they say, we left them praying, as we found them praying. If any one of you says, Ameen, you know, at the end of Surah Fatiha, then the angels in heaven say, Ameen, at the same time, and all your past servants' sins are forgiven. So they protect you, right, in the main, but they leave you at certain occasions, the angels, at the time of intercourse, because you're naked, and angels don't come near nakedness. That's why you have to seek Allah's protection before being intimate. When you go to the toilet, that's why you must read your dua upon entering and exiting. When you're having a bath, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid being naked, for with you are those who never leave you except when you are relieving yourself or when you are intimate with your spouse. So observe modesty before them and honor them. In another hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Allah forbids you to be naked. So show modesty before Allah's angels, who do not leave you except on these three occasions. Now this evil companion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates that Satan exercises his influence upon the son of Adam, as does the angel with his influence. The influence of Satan is that he holds the promise of an evil and the denial of truth. And the angel holds the promise of good news and affirmation of truth. Thus, he who perceives this good promise should praise Allah. And he who finds contrary to it should seek refuge from Allah. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then recited the verse, "Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha." Satan threatens you with the prospect of poverty and bids you to be indecent. Bids you to be indecent. So, from here we learn that the devil is there to prompt you towards evil and the angel is there to prompt you towards good. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.